Okay.
Go ahead to go. Were you recording?
Yep.
Okay, I'd like to call the June 17th New Lenox Community Park District Board of Commissioners regular meeting to order. Can we say stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
To the Republic.
To the Republic. Which it
stands.
Nation.
Under God. Indivisible. Liberty. Justice for all.
Justice for all.
Weird.
Okay, roll call, Jackie.
Commissioner Kramer.
Here.
Commissioner Larson.
Here.
Commissioner Fisher.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
President Schultz.
Here. Okay, on to Treasurer's Report. Gary.
Okay, year to debate, developer donations total $4,745.13. Year to date golf course receipts totaled $110,601.61. Year to date enterprise receipts totaled $13,670. Wow, that's low. Year to date program receipts totaled $111,669.58. 8.13% of the tax levy has been collected. That total is $266,061.17. All funds combined total $2,623,490.68.
Okay, I'm back. I lost you guys somehow. It froze up. You guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
What'd you say?
Okay. Did we do the treasurer's report when I was gone?
Yeah.
But just to clarify, too, so Gary read the current May. So you're actually approving the April 30th year-end adjusted and the May one. So the April was read aloud at the last meeting. So I don't think you need to do that again as far as from Commissioner Kramer, but he read the, but you're gonna be passing both of them.
Okay. So any questions or concerns with the treasurer's report? Hearing none, I need a motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented April 30th with year-end adjustments and May 31st.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Kramer, second by Commissioner Larson. Roll call.
Commissioner Larson?
Yes.
Commissioner Fisher?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kramer?
Yes.
President Schultz?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, payment of bills.
Okay, invoices to be approved totaled $67,266.39. Accounts payable, check register totaled $109,999.46. Payroll check register, total payroll for May was $97,545.94. Developer donations was $4,745.13. Total billed was $18,138.21. Total received was $5,233.53. A balance due of $12,904.68.
Okay, any questions or concerns with the payment of bills?
So
hearing none, I ask for a motion to approve the payment of bills.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Larson, second by Commissioner Thompson. Roll call.
Commissioner Fisher?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kramer?
Yes.
Commissioner Larson?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, special guests, we have none. Communications, we have none. Okay, on to approval of minutes. Approval of the regular meeting minutes of May 20th, 2020. Any questions or concerns with those? Hearing none, I ask for a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of May 20th.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Larson, second by Commissioner Kramer.
Close enough.
Roll call, Jackie.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kramer?
Yes.
Commissioner Larson?
Yes.
Commissioner Fisher?
Yes.
President Schultz?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, on to committee and staff reports. Business services, Bill.
The Kathy and the team are finalizing the audit, still on track for the end of this month. We'll give Kathy a minute to see if there's any updates. One other thing, I've been talking with a few people on the directors is regarding the credit card payment system. It's something I've been trying to push for the last year and talking with Kathy about, but trying to go to contactless. And so I was able to set up a call with Kathy and one of the providers to talk about some of the concerns that we've had. And Kathy, have they ever gotten back to you on that at all?
No.
All right, I'll follow up on that. But I know that helps us to tie in with the golf course and things that they're trying to accomplish with their systems. But I think it'll be well received by the public just so that you don't have to use one of the plastic pens to sign anymore. Kathy, anything on the audit? It looks like it's on track.
No, we're right on track. Actually, a little ahead of schedule because we scanned everything and sent it over. It's scheduled for the week of the 29th, but we're sending everything in advance.
Okay, anything else from business services?
Well, just, I mean, the other side of that, Bill and Kathy, I mean, well, I think Kathy, you know, we also reached out to our own provider because this whole touchless thing is where we're going with the credit cards to see to upgrade our machines to make that happen and get some clarification too. So we're working it from two angles. So I think we're, like I said, I'm hoping that, you know, something comes out of that as we move forward with that. But I think the industry itself is going to force a change as we continue with what's happened. So more research, more stuff.
What other changes are coming? I'm not aware of any others. I think we're behind the times.
Just that the cards now, the whole touchless, you know, insignias on the cards and what that means and who assigns the liability. So
that's all resolved. That's what we talked about. So we'll get it done.
Yeah.
Okay. Any anything for Jackie's report? Okay. Do we need to talk anything about budget and appropriations ordinance update? Anything on that?
Well, Bill, you want to take it or you want me to? Just
What do you got, Greg?
We're just on track right now with the committee. They've got a line item budget. We're working through that as far as last minute changes or anything that we need to clarify. We've got it in the paper, so the posting will go out. If anybody wants a copy of the draft, which we still make changes to, they can get it. So we meet that requirement of the law. And then we look to do our public hearing next month and then pass the budget appropriation ordinance. Now, since the governor declared a state of emergency, the Illinois Municipal Code has been amended so that once the emergency is over, we have 60 days to act upon it. And it also puts provisions in there where you can spend money based on the fact that you had approved budget last year now, which we do anyway, but it's usually within that first quarter. And we clarified with Will County, their only requirement is that once we pass the budget appropriation ordinance, we have 30 days to file it. So historically, we try to get it done in July, and then Jackie files it right away and we're done, meets our requirement. We used to, there's no longer an extension. You're just kind of taking a risk that you could be challenged if you go past that. But based on its declaration, we have more time if we need it. But I know what the committee, our thoughts are that we're gonna move forward, and that's what most of the districts are doing with your budget as is, and then you just make sure you, every month, you don't outspend what you're bringing in revenue as this COVID thing and as the governor rolls things out. So, but more to come, but we're on track.
Okay, sounds good. So anything else, business services? Nope. Okay, on to facilities and planning. In facilities, a lot of daily cleaning, disinfecting going on. A lot of cleaning of toys and rooms and you name it for patrons to use. And other than that, that's about it. George, you have anything?
Nothing to add, President Schultz.
Okay, on to the golf course, Gary.
Okay, well, for May, we opened up under the guidelines for the governor then was only 8 golfers per hour. So we, when the days were nice, we had a full sheet. I mean, with 8 golfers an hour, it shouldn't be a problem. But we, you know, we were there, but we did have 2 days where a couple of times we flooded twice. So that limited some of our availability of golfers in May. But the last 3 days of the month, we were able to open up the food and beverage where we could put people on the deck. And we did very well for those 3 days of the month, the last 3 days of the month. So that helped us a lot. Like I said, we flooded twice in May. But the good news we saw with the flooding, all the work they did on hole 5 with their putting the new drainage in, they did last year and finished up the beginning of this year in the spring. It's working well. It really did a nice job moving the water like it's supposed to. So that hole is completely different. It's a lot better now. And really, it, from 5, it translates to 8, the 3, and the 4. So it all goes down to the floodplain. So it helped out a lot for that. No major issues with equipment or no major irrigation issues. So that's good. A lot of times beginning, we kept so knock on wood, we have no leaks. We still, Bob's still running with a limited staff, and we're hoping that as it unfolds or goes out with the next phase and the next phase, we're doing better. But right now, I think we're holding our own for compared to what we got to work with. Bob, you got anything?
Just this afternoon, evening, there's been some movement on the gaming front. Looks like gaming will be reopening, barring a setback, next Friday. Our vendor is going to be coming out and installing the necessary precautions. We might only be allowed to have 3 machines since we're in a closet area, but we're getting clarification on that. And also in the golf end of it, there's going to be some announcements as early as tomorrow that they're going to allow foursomes to play in 2 carts with wearing masks. Also, they're going to allow clubhouses to open at limited capacity, not as large as capacity as dining establishments. And then also, they're going to allow for shotgun outings of 50 or less. There's some movement, maybe getting it to 100, but I don't think that's going to happen from the committee that I'm on. So that's good. I just want to thank my volunteers who went out and built that deck for us, because if we didn't have that deck currently, you know, we'd have the pavilion, but people wouldn't stay as much. Our deck has been absolutely packed this last month since we've been open, because that's the only place we can serve them. So I'd like to thank those guys who did that and everybody else helped with that. So that's really all I got, besides a dog barking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Bob and Gary. I think definitely with the cards we're dealt, the golf course is doing the best it can out there. Kind of sad to see there no junior league this year, of course, because of the governor's orders. So that's kind of sad because of the numbers that we get for that. But otherwise we do what we can. And Bob, thanks for what you're doing out there for sure with the, like I said, cards we've been dealt in that end of it.
Bob was able to, as far as with instructing juniors, he was able to manipulate not as big classes, but smaller classes and stuff. So we've had a few of those startups. So that was nice. We were able to get it's back in the game, but the Tuesday Junior League and our Monday Night Men's League are two big activities that we do every year. That are very enjoyable. The staff likes it, and we're not seeing this year. So that's gonna not hurt golf wise, but also just a lot of people like seeing the Monday Night Men's League people. And everybody loves seeing the kids out there on Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay, anyone have anything else for the golf course? Oh. Okay, on to Parks and Development. Dale.
Okay, under development, Athletic Association projects, soccer renovated fields 1 and 6 at Spencer Campus, and I believe that's completed. Mustangs are going to pull a sanitary sewer and water to the concession building and build a storage container and matching the press box, and that's going to happen in July and August. They have all their documents in. Under Lehigh Creek South, the construction fencing and the silt fencing is in for the erosion. We're waiting for the George's landscape to break ground. Playground equipment's out there. One thing I want to say is George and his staff are doing the erosion observation reports, which saves us a ton of money. I think George is pretty much doing it himself. I know he's told me today he had Ken out there, but rather than have planning resources do it, we're doing it in-house and saving some money. And then Sky Harbor, planning resources is working on the budget. Under parks, you have a draft of the triannual agenda in your packet. Baseball, softball, and soccer started on June 1st with their COVID-19 stuff precautions in place. Staff's been getting the fields ready. We have porta-johns out there. They get cleaned twice a week and sanitized. Turf maintenance continues. The skateboard park, tennis, and basketball courts are open. Volleyball courts will be reopening this week. Contractors from the PAD, well, I'm sure we're going to talk about that later, have been notified about it being canceled. George is still working with his regular crew. No summer help has been added yet. And then the village, township, and park district are working to reduce or divert the water out at Wilona that always floods. They're going to add a pipe that goes to the retention pond. It would be west of the parking lot to try and alleviate some of that mess. And you got anything, George?
Thank you for the thorough summary, Commissioner Larson. I'd like to just back up for a second with the Lee Creek South. George's Landscape, they've done several of our OSLED projects in the past. It's always the same. They're late getting out of the gates. But once they're there, once they start moving dirt, once they start doing the concrete work, things pretty much fall into place. We had hoped maybe the site could be complete maybe by beginning of September, but now because of things being pushed back, realistically, we're looking for the park to be done probably in October for that one. And then the triannual, this one has been changed. It is in July. It's the second Monday, which would be the 13th at 6:30 at our Lions Community Center. That would be door A. The agenda is going to be about the same as we have for the fall. One thing on the association front is that this spring they've done a better job of turning in the required documents where we struggled before in the past. So kudos to that. And people are out in the parks. They're certainly walking their dogs. The basketball court at Spencer, that's been getting a lot of play. So that's good to see that people are out in our parks enjoying that. And then probably we'll talk about it later, but I talked to Mustang Football regarding the project over at Martino regarding the storage building. So I can certainly talk on that in a little bit. Staff's been doing a real good job too, shorthanded, but they're certainly keeping up. So we're doing our best with what we can maintain, trying to keep everything safe.
Okay, anything else for Parks and Development? Okay, on to recreation. Greg, you want the asset?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, June asked that family support, family life provides high levels of love and support. Quote, the most important thing in the world is family and love, John Wooden. In the community, offer workshops for parents on positive parental skills, provide publicized family crisis hotlines, and when children call their parents, make it a priority that parents receive a call, be a role model for kids. Now, any questions or concerns on any of the stuff for special recreation? They're working through as far as same thing with their budget. They're not up and going yet, but they have reclassified where depending on the level of ability of the special needs individual, an A, B, or C level, it was determined that the CDC takes precedent over the American Disability Act. So the safety of the worker and everybody comes first. So they're working through that. They didn't think they were going to be able to do anything but virtual programs, but I know they're gearing up to try to do some things in-house as they move forward in the next, in this month, just to see how it goes. So it's a valid effort. Same thing, they've got staff reduced to full-time staff and working within and bringing part-time staff in when they need them. And they brought the accounting in-house finally with some of the reports being done by a third party. But that was, if we go back to the issues with the former employee and credit card usage, both the auditor and the accounting firm were third parties too, which didn't help the situation. So we've changed up auditors and we've now have an internal accounting person. So they'll be able to get reports a lot quicker and their checks and balances are in order now. And their personnel manual has been reviewed and now approved by the board by HR Source. So everything's been tightened up, policies and procedures. So I'm pretty happy with the direction they're heading with it. So.
Hey, anyone else have any questions on any of that? No? Okay, on to Proud American Days 2020 planning update. I am going to just read because I think it's good for the public. This was a nice release that came out, so I'm just going to read this real quick. As the home of the Proud Americans, we take pride in serving thousands of participants through our recreational sports and programs, as well as a variety of special events. One in particular, hosted by the New Lenox Community Park District, is the 4-day summer festival, Proud American Days. After much conversation, we regret to inform you that Proud American Days festival scheduled for Thursday, July 23rd to Sunday, July 26th has been canceled due to the current coronavirus pandemic. While we were looking forward to a great fest this year, the health and safety of our patrons, staff, partners, volunteers, vendors, and first responders is and always will be our main priority. To all of our community members, we thank you for the support over the last 30 years. This summer won't be the same without you. We hope that everyone stays safe and healthy during this difficult time. Please contact Greg Lewis or the administration office for any questions or concerns. Sad to kind of, have to cancel this event. I think we kind of all knew that it was kind of going in that direction. But still, it's, it's a event that everyone in the community does enjoy. So kind of sad to see it go for this year. Anyone have any comments on that?
Well, just for the board's knowledge, we reached out, made phone calls, followed up with letters to all our vendors, partners, everybody involved with it, any contractual, everything's been, as positive as it can be. So that's all going fairly well. As far as social media, the press releases and stuff like that, it kind of got caught up with the protests at the same time. So a lot of stuff centered around that. But everything's been, somewhat understandable with the whole process. We always get confused with the village gets confused with us. So with the 4th of July fireworks and Proud American Days. So it's the best it could have been with the situation, but we're not going to be in a position, you know, right now there's no carnivals taking place, so that's
no
nature of the beast.
And we did very well with contracts and stuff like that we had, because I, you know, being on IAPD, I hear from other districts that some of them, you know, waited or they were tied into contracts on money that they had to pay and their events aren't happening. So I know, you know, we had virtually no loss, for stuff that, you know, that we had going on. So, thank you to staff for that, for sure. Staying on top of it.
And the donations that we did get were, Rec has done a great job of reaching out. We're trying to recoup that money in a different area if possible, with those sponsors. So there's, you know, more to come with that. So at least I'm glad the fact that we're making the attempt to redirect the sponsorship.
Okay, on to committee and staff report for recreation. Brian.
Did I lose the audio here? Can you guys hear me?
You're good.
No.
You're good.
It's up and down. I thought I lost the audio. So we're good?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, as far as rec's concerned, the slowdown dramatically. I think I reported last month that Camp Rewanago is going to be revised. Typically, we run about 300 kids because of the COVID thing. We did open it up for 45 kids and two counselors. 10 kids took advantage of it for the month of June. July registration, we are taking registrations currently for July. Hopefully they're going to open it up to 50 plus people towards the end of June here. We're just kind of waiting from direction from Springfield. So things are moving very slowly, as we all know. Splash pads are up and ready to go, but until we get the word from Springfield, they're closed as of right now. Same with our parks. I mean, playground equipment is closed. We're just waiting from direction from Springfield. Walker and Hibernia concession stands are ready to go. Again, we're waiting for the green light. So things are moving very slow. Just an example, I'm sure you guys saw the in your report last May for rec, we did about $277,000 worth of registration fees. This year, our May registration fees was a little over $6,500. So we're just hoping for the green light. We're hoping for things to rebound. Staff is, you know, ready to go. They're chomping at the bit. As soon as we get the green light, we're going. So hopefully the public is going to want our services in the fall. So we'll just have to wait and see. But Leah, got anything you want to add?
No, like I said, we're ready to go with our July registration. So for the community, we have gone above and beyond for safety measures. So we're ready for your kids to come back to us and start using us for the summer.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, on to unfinished business. In your board packet, the 2021 committee assignments, everything basically stayed the same. So any questions, concerns with any of that? Okay, new business. We need approval of the updated Board of Commissioner charter and committees, which is also in your packet. Any questions or concerns with any of that? Okay, hearing none, I need an approval of the updated Board of Commissioner charter and committees.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Kramer, second by Commissioner Larson. Roll call, Jackie.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Fisher?
Yes.
Commissioner Larson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kramer?
Yes.
President Schultz?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, in new business, we have COVID-19 updates, work in progress. That's basically for information for everyone, what the association was doing with their different COVID guidelines. So that's all in your packet. Any comments on any of that? No. Okay, then we have Resolution 20-05. authorizing the execution of an option and lease between the New Lenox Community Park District and Central State Tower. This is, we're still waiting for information back on this from their lawyers. So that will be tabled till next month. Correct, Greg?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Moving down the list, resolution 20-06, designating additional Freedom of Information officers and Open Meetings Act officers. Any questions or concerns with that? No, hearing none, I need then a motion to approve resolution 20-06, designating additional Freedom of Information officers and Open Meetings Act officers of the New Lenox Community Park District.
So moved.
Motion made by Commissioner Fisher, second by Commissioner Larson. Roll call, Jackie.
Commissioner Fisher?
Yes.
Commissioner Larson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kramer?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
President Schultz?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, New Lenox Mustangs Football Association, Martino Junior High 2020 Site Improvement Project. We kind of touched on this a little bit earlier. Did anyone have anything to add with this?
Well, you guys are going to need to prove it, but as of late today, we've been working with the village as far as the water and tap-on fees with the Mustangs on their behalf, and they sent a letter that I forwarded George and Dale, and then this went over to the village because it needed to go into a board packet for Monday's meeting. So the village is working with us. They've never waived the tap-on fees, nor are they going to here, but they're going to allow a four-year payment plan, and they're going to waive the fees for the building permits. So they're doing quite a bit as far as what they can do. The total for the tap-on fees is $13,248. So it's about $3,300 a year, to do. So we've got the commitment from them because I didn't want to go in front of the village board without knowing that piece of it would move forward. So there'll be more to come with that. Like I said, there was some updated information that we just got today, but the concept plan as far as plan A and plan B, the school has chosen that the administration is good with it, so they're not going to vote on it. Which that's typical. Some things they vote on, some they don't. But by design, you guys need to vote on the project and approve it.
Dale, did you have anything to add on that with the tap-on fees or anything?
Yeah, I'd like to see the park district participate, in helping with that cost. And one of the things I was talking with George about, I know we were talking about discussing this cell tower at a later date, but I would like to see the rent money stay in the, fields and association. The money that we get every year for improvements either at Wilona or some of the other fields, because the associations, and I know we put a fair amount of money in, with the turf and stuff and mowing and taking care of that. But as long as that tower is going to be out there, I thought that would be a thing to do with that money. So I'm just throwing that out there for you guys. But anyway, it's my feelings.
Any other commissioners want to add anything about the park district helping or covering the tap-on fees?
When do we get a commitment for that, Dale?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Yeah.
What did you say?
I didn't hear what you guys said after. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, whenever you're looking for any type of commitment from the board on that issue, right now, or were you looking?
No, I think that's something we have to talk about, but it just came up today. It's just it's a lot of money, for an association to come up with and for something that's needed. So, and I know we've helped in the past, with different things and projects over the years. I just like to,
Right. Well, maybe when we talk next month on this cell tower, because I basically don't have any information on it, like how much money are we talking for rent or anything like that. So hopefully all that information will be available next month.
So I think we'll have a more definite number on the cell tower once we get that back from the lawyers on what exactly is agreed on. So we could revisit that and talk about that at that point. I think the Mustangs are going to obviously go to the village first and see if the village is willing to waive any of those fees, which we don't think will happen. But they definitely will take that route first. My opinion, I don't mind helping out the association. All in all, they do a lot for us. They use our services and money comes back to us eventually. So I'm with Dale on that. If there's a way we can, use some of the cell tower money possibly to supplement that, I'd be on board with that.
I think we need to have a more in-depth study as it relates to the financial contributions the Park District has provided to all of the associations before just arbitrarily saying that we have a new opportunity of revenue that we should just give a portion of it over to an association because their need is now in light of the village, who has more robust resources than we do, declining to help them out for the reasons that they have. I think there's other examples of projects that the associations have done on their own where they haven't come to us as well that are probably in that ballpark too. So at this point, I'm not in favor, but I think there's more information that I'd like to see before I render a final decision on my part.
I just looked at it as far as it was improving infrastructure. That was one thing that was one angle that I looked at. But no, once we get all the details from other stuff, we can definitely discuss that again.
But it sounds like if the village is willing to work with them, they have a means to pay it off over 4 years.
Yeah, correct.
Just to clarify, though, we're the ones because we're the property owners, or we're the ones that with the agreement with the school. So we're the ones that are requesting the making the request. So it's a done deal. It's just got to be ratified by the board. So there's no negotiation Monday night. I needed to know today, that the Mustangs are on board of covering it as long as they can do it in 4 years. The afterthought that Dale's brought up is whether we pay some of it or not. So as we roll out the tower, we can get more information to all the board members and you guys can make a informed decision at that time. So there's nothing that needs to be done right now. The Mustangs are willing to move forward. The village is, like I said, already committed to waiving the building permits and then making the payment plan on the tampons. We had to pay the tampons at the golf course. The school district had to pay the tampons at Martino. Township had to pay the tampons at the senior center. So that they haven't waived the tampon fees for anybody based on the fact that it's a bond issue. So that's pretty typical.
When baseball constructed their facility at Tyler Bentley, what happened there? They have water out at their stand?
Yeah, that was donated. You mean the tampon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember if they tapped into the to be honest with you, I don't remember. I know who did the work because I was involved, but I don't remember any fees, how the fees went.
Yeah,
but we didn't give them any money for that though.
Well,
that was before I was on the board. So
and even this goes way back in time.
Yeah, oh wow. Thanks.
Wow, that's a long time.
We have the developer give us it's all paid for by the developer. So in a current situation, this stuff would be provided because we go after it from the front side. Back in 2005, when this came on board, we got the park property and the Mustangs got their second football field and the developer graded it, seeded it, got it all ready to go. And they also provided the actual, hookups because that would have been another expense. But at that time, the village only got payment for 66 lots and nothing more. So a lot of things have changed over the time. So you're all right with what you're saying. It's just a matter of what we do moving forward. historically too, we've helped with infrastructure because the athletic association said it's their responsibility to put in sports specific stuff. So this could go any which way, but all I'm saying tonight is that we're good to move forward with the project. The Mustangs have the means to do it. The village is working with them to help it. So then as this stuff plays out, we can take further action. And just so you know too, I know it's kind of odd that Verizon didn't get back to us. Angelo really did a great job with this. He fired back, 14 points. And I think it puts their lawyers on their heels because it basically provides for us that if they had more vendors to that tower, that we would, that we get to give the okay, which means we can negotiate more money. So, I mean, it's all very important. So the deal could blow apart too, but they need a tower in that area. And we're the only spot they can go to. So I believe they'll come back, but we'll have to see what happens. So.
Okay. So, I need then a motion to approve the New Lenox Mustangs Football Association for the site improvement project.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Larson, second by Commissioner Kramer. Roll call, Jackie.
Commissioner Larson.
Yes.
Commissioner Kramer.
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson.
Yes.
Commissioner Fisher.
Yes.
President Schultz.
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, questions and comments from the floor. Do we have any? No? Okay, community events announcements. I don't know if I looked if we had any. Do we have any?
No, we do not.
No? Okay. Any other commissioners have anything to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I was looking at the rec report and the all the meetings that we attended or that our staff attended were all Zoom meetings. You know, before any of this happened, I didn't even know what a Zoom meeting was. It's strange, but I just thought that was something.
Okay, anything else? No. Okay, then I will request a motion to adjourn the June 17th, 2020 regular board meeting.
A move. So,
motion made by Commissioner Fisher. We'll go with a second by Commissioner Larson. Roll call.
Commissioner Kramer.
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson.
Yes.
Commissioner Fisher.
Yes.
Commissioner Larson.
Yes.
President Schultz.
Yes. Motion passes.